Time now for the news. Brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for sunny skies with a high near 53. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. The Illinois Department of Transportation is reminding motorists of the railroad closure beginning today on Illinois Highway 15, just east of Hall Lane, south of the village of Woodlawn. No through traffic will be allowed during construction time. Closure began this morning at 8 a.m. The road will reopen on Thursday at 7 p.m. In the meantime, the public is asked to find alternative routes. More news right after this break.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. In-house mammography services at Wabash General Hospital utilize the latest technology and state-of-the-art equipment in Wabash General's newly remodeled radiology department. Annual screening mammograms are recommended for women beginning at age 40, and no physician referral is required for screening mammograms. Call today for more information, 618-263-6361, and schedule your annual screening mammogram with Wabash General today. People you know, helping people you love.
Graber Post Buildings is looking to add CDL Class A drivers for their day cab straight truck positions. They offer great pay, up to $30 per hour, $5,000 signing bonus, PTO, paid holidays, 401k with company match, bonus structures, and much more. These positions will get you back home each night. If you are seeking a career change, they would love to have you join their team. Call today for more details or fill out an application at their website, graberpost.com, and they will contact you.
And now the rest of the news. The Edwards County Health Office, in conjunction with the Edwards County Farm Bureau, is offering a drive-thru flu shot clinic today until 4 p.m. at the Edwards County Fairgrounds in Albion. The drive-thru flu shot clinic is for private pay, private insurance, and Medicare customers only. All Medicaid customers must call the health office to make an appointment to get their flu shot. Anyone age 6 months and older can get a flu shot. However, this drive-thru clinic is recommended only for those age 5 and up. The cost for private pay flu shots is $30 for the low dose, $65 for the high dose. Anyone who wishes to get a flu shot at the drive-thru clinic should remain in their car and are urged to wear short sleeves. Those paying with private insurance or Medicare need to bring their insurance card with them. Those attending are asked to watch for traffic flow signs. This year, there will be no flu shot clinics at the senior centers in the county. Seniors can come to this drive-thru clinic, make an appointment at the Edwards County Health Office, or visit their primary physician to get a flu shot. The drive-thru flu shot clinic is sponsored by the Edwards County Health Office in conjunction with the Edwards County Farm Bureau. The Fairfield Community High School District 255 Board of Education will hold their regular meeting on Thursday, October the 20th, at 6 p.m. in the FCHS Study Hall. There are no items on the agenda in old business. In new business, the agenda includes the approval of a new roof on the west end of the Ag Shop building, the FY22 audit, and approval of the Dart & Company LLC FY23 audit. The board is also set to accept the resignation of Rachel McKibben effective October the 12th and moving of the November meeting to Monday, November the 21st of 2022. The board is also expected to enter executive session for the purpose of personnel issues. The public is asked to park in front of the school and enter through door number 2. The Edwards County CUSD No. 1 Board of Education will hold their regular meeting on Thursday, October the 20th at 7 p.m. in the Albion Grade School cafeteria. In unfinished business, the board is set to approve the second reading and adoption of 15 policies, ranging from transportation to education of children with disabilities. In new business, the board is set to approve the tentative 2022 tax levy payable 2023, a motion to set a truth in taxation hearing, motion to review and approve policies regarding harassment of students and prevention of and response to bullying, intimidation, and harassment, as well as the first reading of the Student Illness Policy in the Student Handbook. The board will also hear a motion to donate 50% of the gate receipts of the Pink Out volleyball game to Wabash General Hospital's Foundation for Cancer Patients. The board will enter a closed session to consider the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees of the public body, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee to determine validity, as well as collective negotiation matters and personnel considerations. Edwards County High School will be holding a college and career fair on Thursday from 2 until 4 p.m. in the Linda Oxby Gymnasium. The event is open to the public. Those attending are asked to enter through high school entrance number 3 in front of the school. There will be multiple colleges and universities present, as well as the U.S. Army, U.S. Marines, Illinois Air National Guard, and Champion Labs. ECHS is also holding their FAFSA completion night for seniors and parents from 4 until 7 p.m. that evening in room 175. Questions about either event should be directed to Kelly Biggs, counselor at the high school. Frontier Community College will be hosting a program showcase on Thursday, October the 27th, in the Workforce Development Center. The day will start with breakfast from 8:30 until 9 a.m. Financial aid will answer questions from 9:15 until 9:30. Then at 9:45, there will be the program showcase. The day wraps up with a student-led panel at 11:45 and lunch. The programs that will be available during the showcase are automotive, CNA and nursing, electrical distribution systems, EMS, fire science, graphic arts and design, medical laboratory technician, phlebotomy and certified medical assistant, and transfer or undecided. Students will also have an opportunity to learn about the faculty recording studio and student clubs and organizations. The showcase will be available for students at Flora High School, North Clay High School, Clay City High School, and Sisney High School. Students can ask their guidance counselors for more information or contact FCC at 842-3711. The Veterans Day Parade in Fairfield will be held on November the 5th at 2 p.m. The day will begin with breakfast at St. Edward's Catholic Church from 7 until 9 a.m. The breakfast will be for all veterans and their spouses. Be sure to call Diane Zerlini at 516-1808 to RSVP. Festivities will begin at 1 p.m. with a flag raising at Freedom Park. Elizabeth Gonzalez will sing the national anthem, followed by a concert by the Roasted Chestnuts. Parade lineup will start at 1 p.m. on North 1st Street and will line up as entries arrive from Court Street north towards Northside School on a first-come, first-served basis. Two semi-trailers will be provided for the veterans to ride on. The city is encouraging everyone to come out and see the parade and honor our veterans. Following the parade, there will be a meal for parade participants at the Fairfield Elks Club, sponsored by F&B. A reminder to Wayne City residents that the Village of Wayne City is flushing fire hydrants this week through Friday. This includes the Village of Keynes. Village residents may experience periods of discolored water or pressure fluctuation during the hydrant flushing. State Representative Adam Niemerg has released his scheduled satellite hours for Thursday, October the 20th, and Wednesday, November the 2nd, with three different chances and locations to meet the rep on those days. On Thursday, October the 20th, Representative Niemerg will be in Lawrenceville at the Lawrence County Chamber of Commerce from 8 until 9:30 a.m. Then at Olney Public Library from 10:15 to 12:15, with the representative wrapping up his day in Fairfield at Fairfield City Hall from 2 until 3 p.m. On Wednesday, November the 2nd, the rep will be at the River Church in Mount Carmel from 8 until 9:30, followed by the Hope Center in Albion from 10:15 to 12:15, and ending his day that day at the Carmi Public Library from 1:45 until 3:15 p.m. Representative Niemerg encourages all residents to take advantage of these satellite office hours. To schedule an appointment, call the district office at 217-813-6036 or online at repniemerg.com. Governor Pritzker and the Illinois Department of Transportation announced on Tuesday that $3.4 million has been released through the Rebuild Illinois Capital Program to continue advancing plans for a new inland port under development in Cairo. The funding, part of a more than $40 million commitment to the Alexander Cairo Port District, will help to complete federal environmental requirements and studies for the project. The Cairo Port is one of the core pieces of Rebuild Illinois and critical to maintaining our state's status as the transportation hub of North America, said Illinois Transportation Secretary Omer Osman. The project will put people to work and strengthen the local economy while giving the region the opportunity to compete in the global marketplace. The Cairo Port represents one of the largest investments in southern Illinois in decades. Almost 80% of the nation's inland barge traffic travels past Cairo, where the Ohio and Mississippi rivers converge, with the site served by three major interstate highways and Class I railroads. Major logistics and commodities businesses have already committed to using the new port to move crops, container shipments, and bulk products. Previously, IDOT released $4 million to the Alexander Cairo Port District to launch preliminary engineering activities and other related work. And the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity released a $1 million grant for other related work. Passed in 2019, the historic and bipartisan $45 billion Rebuild Illinois is investing a total of $33.2 billion over 6 years into the state's aging transportation system alone, creating jobs and promoting economic growth. Rebuild Illinois is the largest capital program in the state history and touches all modes of transportation, from roads and bridges, transit, freight and passenger rail, aviation, bicycle and pedestrian accommodations, and for the first time, ports and waterways. A total of $150 million is identified in Rebuild Illinois for the state's 19 public ports. In addition to the more than $40 million committed to Cairo, Governor Pritzker announced earlier this year that $108.3 million was awarded on a competitive basis for 8 projects based on their ability to advance IDOT's Illinois Marine Transportation System plan. This prioritizes asset management, performance-based decisions, and projects that benefit disadvantaged or economically distressed areas. The USDA has announced that the National Agricultural Statistics Service will interview over 100 vegetable growers in Illinois to gather information for the 2022 Vegetable Chemical Use Survey this fall. The survey will collect information on bearing acreage, pest management practices, acres treated, application rates, fertilizer and pesticide applications, acres treated, and rates applied to pumpkins and snap beans. NAS workers will call growers to arrange a phone or in-person interview. Growers should have spray records available for reference. The survey results will be posted later on nas.usda.gov. The river stages as of this morning. The Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 4.89 feet below the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 5 feet. Its flood stage is 15 foot. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 4.34 feet below its 18-foot flood stage. And elsewhere in the region, Bonpaw Creek at Browns reads 1.08 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi reads 3.22 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel currently sits at 2.36 feet. Today's crude oil price is $75.82, down $2.64 from yesterday. The November crude oil price is $83.79, down $1.38 from yesterday morning. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
When your fields need weed protection, you can rely on the Lion. With up to 6 weeks of residual control of Palmer Amaranth, water hemp, and more tough broadleaf weeds, you can depend on Valor EZ Herbicide by Valent USA to provide a clean pre-emergence foundation. No matter what trait system you use, you'll get excellent rotational flexibility in your fields with control you can rely on. For easy mixing and loading, optimum coverage, and proven residual weed control, the choice is easy. Valor EZ. Always read and follow label instructions.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 43 degrees. Time now for the Stock Market Report, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones representative, located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is at 30,350, down 173 points. The NASDAQ is at 10,651, down 121. The S&P 500 is at 3,698, down 20.75. And currently, the price of crude oil is $75.82 per barrel, unchanged since this morning. I'm Jeremy Smith for WFIW News. Local and area deaths brought to you by Nell's Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nell's Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Rudy Hopewell Buttry, 72 of Carmi, died on Friday, October the 14th. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. today at Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. Burial will be in Old Prairie Cemetery near Norris City, with full military honors rendered by members of the United States Army, Carmi VFW Post 3851, and Carmi American Legion Post 224. Randy L. Greenwood, 60 of Evansville, died on Thursday, October the 13th. Visitation will be held from 10 a.m. until noon today at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. A private burial will be held at the Oskaloosa Cemetery in Xenia. Sandra J. Blom, 83 of Olney, died Saturday, October the 15th. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, October the 21st, at Frank and Bright Funeral Home, with interment at Hannah Cemetery in Noble. Visitation will be held from 5 until 7 p.m. Thursday evening at the funeral home. Daryl Lee Douthit, 81, formerly of Crossville, died Sunday, October the 16th. Visitation will be held at 10 a.m. on Thursday, October the 20th, at Campbell Funeral Home. Funeral services will be at 11:30, with interment to follow at North Maple Ridge Cemetery in Carmi. Eileen L. Williams, 100 of Jeff, died on Friday, October the 14th. Funeral services will be at 11 a.m. on Saturday, October the 22nd, at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial to follow in Arrington Prairie, Dickeyville Cemetery. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until time of the service at the funeral home. Michael Mike L. Warren, 80 of Xenia, formerly of Flora, died on Thursday, June the 23rd. A memorial gathering will be held from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturday, October the 22nd, at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora, with private interment to take place in Oskaloosa Cemetery. Winton Eugene Gene Rush, 74 of North City, died Sunday, October the 16th. Funeral services will be held at noon on Saturday, October the 22nd, at Stendebeck Funeral Home in Enfield, where Masonic rites will be performed. Burial will follow at Springerton Cemetery, with full military honors by the Carmi American Legion and VFW. Visitation will be held from 10 a.m. until time of the service on Saturday at the funeral home. And as a reminder, we update our obituaries, including a full list of survivors, on our website at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for sunny skies with a high near 54. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Hi, I'm Capri, and the little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grill Spicy Deluxe is the chicken. They actually put it on the grill, cooked it in the sauce. It's definitely a good grilled spicy sandwich.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe is it's spicy and it's full of flavor. When you pair that with the kale crunch salad, it's just good.
Order a Grilled Spicy Deluxe sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Time now for a Wednesday check of sports. Albert Pujols will have to head back to the Los Angeles Angels. The LA Times reports that Pujols will honor his post-retirement contract that he signed with the team in 2011. When Pujols signed a contract with the Angels in free agency that offseason, he also signed a 10-year, $10 million deal to stay with the organization for personal services once his career came to a close. Pujols' role with the Angels has not yet been specified, and it's unclear how much he will be able to do with the Cardinals over the next decade. The Yankees are meeting the Astros in the American League Championship Series. New York eliminated the Guardians 5-1 in Game 5 of the ALDS. Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton each launched home runs in the victory. The Yankees now face the team that beat them in their last two ALCS appearances in Houston. Elsewhere, the Phillies blanked the Padres 2-0 in Game 1 of the NLCS. Zach Wheeler threw seven scoreless frames and allowed only one hit. Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber both went deep to help Philly take a 1-0 lead in the series. U.S. consular officers spoke with Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan on the phone Tuesday. State Department spokesperson Ned Price said the U.S. Embassy hadn't had access to Griner, who is detained in Russia since early August. On her 32nd birthday, she said she was grateful for the support she had received and for those trying to bring her home. That's according to a statement from a Russian law firm. The NFL and Amazon are announcing a newly scheduled Black Friday game the day after Thanksgiving. The first of its kind NFL Black Friday game will be on November the 23rd of next year, with an expected kickoff time of 3 p.m. Eastern. In a statement, the NFL said Thanksgiving is synonymous with football, and it's excited to give fans another day of NFL action during the holiday weekend. The teams featured in the Black Friday game will be announced with the release of the 2023 schedule. Taking a look at Tuesday's scoreboard in high school volleyball matchups, Fairfield defeated NCOE in two sets with scores of 25-19 and 25-20. ECHS defeated Hamilton County in two with scores of 25-21 and 25-20. Edwards County is now in second place in the Black Diamond Conference. In MLB playoff action, it was the Yankees over the Guardians 5-1, and the Phillies shut out the Padres 2-0. In NBA action, the season started with the Celtics defeating the 76ers 126-117, while the Golden State Warriors took down the LA Lakers 123-109. In hockey, the Blue Jackets beat the Canucks 4-3 in overtime. It was the Devils over the Ducks 4-2. The Senators beat the Bruins 7-5. The Flyers defeated the Lightning 3-2. It was the Islanders over the Sharks 5-2. The Flames beat the Golden Knights 3-2. The Oilers fell to the Sabres 4-2. And the Kings beat the Predators 4-3 in a shootout. Taking a look at today's schedule in Major League Baseball matchups, it will be the Phillies versus the Padres. The Phillies currently lead the best of seven NLCS 1-0. And the Yankees will open their ALCS best of seven when they head to Houston to face the Astros. In NBA matchups today, the Magic will take on the Pistons. The Wizards will face the Pacers. It's the Rockets versus the Hawks. And the Pelicans take on the Nets. The Bulls are at Miami. The Cavs are in Toronto. The Knicks head to Memphis. And the Thunder are in Minnesota. It's the Hornets versus the Spurs. The Nuggets versus the Jazz. The Mavericks versus the Suns. And the Trailblazers take on the Kings. And in hockey pairings, the Flyers will face off against the Panthers. The Jets will play the Avalanche. And the Blues are in action against the Kraken. That's a Wednesday check of sports. Here's your WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast. Sunny skies are in the forecast running up into the weekend. Today, we're looking at highs near 54. Overnight tonight, mostly clear with lows around 28. Tomorrow shows highs around 67 and overnight tomorrow night lows around 41. Friday shows a high of 75 with a low near 50, and then Saturday, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s.